You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey guys, and welcome to episode 132 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive tools series. And today I want to talk to you about something that usually is called a distraction instead of a tool. But you know what? For me, it's an essential part of my daily productivity. And what I'm talking about is an app that most of you probably already have installed on your smartphones. It's called WhatsApp. Yes, yes, I'm talking about a messaging service, a messaging app. Now, what is so good about WhatsApp? Well, we all have people in our lives. We all share information. We like to snap photos and share them. We like to write stuff. The great thing about WhatsApp is that it allows you to create groups. So you can either send messages one-on-one or you can send them one-to-many and many-to-many. So you can have a group of family, group of all the sisters in the family, a group of people from work, a group of people that like cake. I don't know. You can have all sorts of groups. For example, I constantly use it whenever I'm planning a surprise birthday party for a family member. So I would invite everyone that is involved in the making and preparing of this party into the group, and we'll discuss what needs to be done. We'll update each other on the status, all that good jazz. Now, there are so many messaging services, including iMessages, that, you know, it's completely free, just like WhatsApp. And many people ask me, why do I prefer using WhatsApp? Because seriously, I'm huge on WhatsApp and I'm not that big on iMessaging or even on Facebook Messenger. I'm not really there. I would use it every now and again, but I'm always on WhatsApp. And every time I have a person in my life that I really want to keep close to me, I would ask them what's their WhatsApp, and I would add them as a contact, and I will keep them there, and I'll know that they're close to me. And the reason is that you are in full control of your WhatsApp, meaning that you can, again, I don't like creating groups on other chat messaging, whatever apps or devices, just because it never really sticks and you really need to look for it. And there's a huge list of all your contacts and it's just not easy to access. On WhatsApp, all your recents are just saved. It's so easy. The second thing is sometimes, and for me it's quite a lot, I'm being added to a group of people and I love them. God knows I love them, but they're chit-chatty. And while they're at work, they like to send a lot of messages and photos and cute stuff. And while I would like to read it, I would like to do that in my own free time. So I don't want my phone constantly bugging me and telling me that I have 34 unread messages. Or the other day when I was away for 45 minutes from my phone, and when I came back, I had 265 unread messages. What? That's just crazy. For me, when I see that I have notifications that are unread, it drives me nuts. I have to go and see what's going on. I can't help myself. Now, you can define that other messages will simply not notify you when something happens. You won't get their notifications. But again, so if my dad writes me something, I want to see it immediately. But if a group of my girlfriends is writing something, this can probably wait till evening, because if they have something urgent, they can just call. So WhatsApp allows you to distinct how many notifications you get per conversation, so per group or per conversation one-on-one. And this is what I use most. So there are groups that are on muted in my WhatsApp, some muted for a day, some muted for a week, some are muted for a year. And I just go and check them whenever I feel like it and I'm in complete control of it. So this allows me to use this as a tool and not be distracted by it, as, you know, social media usually distracts me. So this is why I recommend, if you're into talking to your people, talking to your family and friends, and being a part of kind of this sizzling life that's going on around you, that's cool. But if you also don't want it to allow to interfere with your productivity and your day, WhatsApp for me is a lot better than any other tool that I've tried. Now, if you've tried a different tool that allows the same amount of freedom, I would love to hear it. You can just email me to j@imjulie.com and tell me what is that you are using that gives you the same freedom. Or you can just share with me why you don't like WhatsApp, because you know what? Maybe I'm not seeing something. I would love to learn from you guys. This is everything for today, guys. Until next time, remember that life is so short. You need to be productive and have fun and enjoy it all. Bye!